You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl.
Couple big economic stories to start us off. The Biden administration hit Russia with a raft of sanctions today. One actually cuts off Russian government bonds from the U.S. banking system. That's a big deal. The sanctions are consequences for divisive disinformation campaigns during the 2020 election and over one of the biggest infrastructure hacks to date, the so-called SolarWinds breach from December that compromised U.S. security agencies and companies. And that one, we're still waiting to see what it might mean for our economy. Marketplace's Scott Tong has an update.
The SolarWinds hack is what's called a supply chain attack. The White House says Russian spies broke into software that tens of thousands of companies and government agencies depend on. Dmitry Alperovich at Silverado Policy Accelerator, a think tank, says the hackers' main focus is intelligence secrets, but they also compromise multiple software companies.
With the goal seeming to be to find vulnerabilities in their product, maybe even try to introduce backdoors or steal critical information. And it's clear what the Russians are doing are stockpiling as many of these supply chain vulnerabilities as possible.
These vulnerabilities threaten all of us who use, say, Microsoft programs, says Stuart Baker. He's a former National Security Agency lawyer, now at the law firm Steptoe & Johnson.
None of us is an island. We all trust the people who write the software that we are using. And if those folks fall down, we're next.
We are talking about the digital plumbing of modern life. Cyber analysts say hardware like Cisco routers was also infiltrated in the SolarWinds hack, as were parts of the power grid, says Sheethal Sethi at the University of Richmond.
We trust these algorithms and these interconnected networks to make decisions for us, but humans might not always know how to override those systems.
The hackers have burrowed in, she says, but how deeply and what the Russians' ultimate plans are remain unknown. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.